And we're going to finish up the sugya tomorrow, Bli Neder. We're going to learn a piece of Gemara Bekiyas. We're going to finish this Shtickle Gemara, and then we're going to get into the next major sugya, which is going to address the Din of Golos, the Din of Golos in our Mishnah. But before we get to that, let's wrap up what we've been talking about. So the Gemara has a line over here that, based on the Mishnah, the prior Perek, in the prior Masechet Sanhedrin, Kol HaZomim Im Magdim El Oso Misa. And Tosas just wants to know what that one little word magdimin means. So let's see Tosas inside. We'll do it quickly. And then I think there's a nice little lumdus that'll kind of put our past couple of days of learning into some kind of context. So what does magdimin mean? Why does it say the Eden Zomim are magdimin? They accelerate to that Misa. So Perishat Kunchas, Rashi writes Maseches Ksuvis, She'en lahem neis v'ham lata. They can't, we shouldn't let them escape. We shouldn't let them run away. So Tosa says, V'koshet, the Maika Mashmon, Pshit, of course, if you have someone who's being adjudicated, you're not going to let him run away. He's on trial. You don't let him run away. That's Pshita. Uviksuvis Piresh. And then Rashi gave another Pshat. Sherot Salomar Magdimen Shlo Ya'anu Hadin. That we don't delay the din. We don't have Inui Hadin. We don't postpone the din. A person's subject to a trial. We put him on trial right away. We're not going to go ahead and delay his process. That's not fair to the defendant. Tosfos once again says, V'koshe, demai kamashman pshita, this is dinim in kol ha-Torah kula, that there's an isser of inui hadin. Why are you emphasizing something specifically here when it comes to Edom Zomim? Lakach piresh ri, so therefore the ri says, magdimin hochi perusho, vadei atat tzarech lahamiso, b'miso sherotzu lahamis oso. That's the box edition. So says the read, no, this is the pshat over here, is magdim la oso misa means that if they wanted to punish someone, give someone an onesh of sreifa, magdim la oso misa, you accelerate to give that particular onesh misa, and then if push comes to shove, bid the eved, you can't, then you give another Misa, as we find in the Parsha of Ir HaNidachas, as it says, Hakei Takei, to give kind of any kind of Misa. So Magdimen means accelerate specifically to the Misa that they wanted to give. But if you can't, then you give any kind of Misa. Okay, so that's the Re. And now Tosas begins. And Tosas says, V'koshe, Damrinu Beperek Nigmar Adin, So basically, Tosas comes and challenges this position of the Re. Because the Re says, what does the word makdimin mean? When I think of the word makdimin, makdimin means you accelerate for this, and then you have a backfall, a backup of that. Accelerate ideally X, backup is Y. And Tosas says, wait a second, that can't be correct. Because there is no backup. There is no backup, because how do we know? How do we know that if you can't give the proper Misa, you give another Misa? So, we don't have a source for that. Tosas throws out this, like, Ubiarta harami kirbecha. So, I'm not going to go into it now, but look at the Marashah, look at the Maharam. They question what Tosas is doing with that. We're not going to get into that now. But, where do you know that if you chayv sreifa, you can give... If you can't give straight, you give an alternative. Where do you know that? So says Tosas, you find that not in one place. You find that in two places. You find that by Ritzicha, and you find that by Goel Hadam. If a Rotzeach, who is normally Chayev Hereg, and now you can't give him Hereg, so you can kill him in another fashion. There's a Gzeres HaKos to teach us that. If a Goel Hadam leaves the Ir Miklat, you're supposed to kill him when he leaves the Ir Miklat with one of the misos, but there's a gzeres hakasa. If Bezin can't kill him with one of those, with the right misa, then you'll kill him with another misa. How many times did the Torah teach me that? Two times. So we have a rule. It's a rule that you'll find when you learn Shas in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's all over the place. That if you have Shnei Ksuvim HaBoim Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. What does that mean? Normally speaking, the way the Torah works is we have a limud called a binyan av. You learn a halacha in one place. You can now apply it to all different places. It's learned in one area. You can apply it elsewhere. That's a limud called binyan av. Rav Sachs always likes to quote, it says by the Mishkan that the krushim have to be atzei shitim omdim. They have to stand upright in a certain structure. From that halacha, we learn a lot of other halachas. And you can go from one to another based on a binyan av, that things have to be upright when you do a mitzvah, for example. So that's true if it's written one time. But if you wrote it in two places, you wrote it by Ritzicha, and you wrote it again by Goel Hadam, so the drasha of Shnei Psukim Ein Melamdin, Shnei Ksuvim Ein Melamdin is telling me that if the Torah went out of its way to teach it in place X and in place Y, if it just wrote it in one place, place X, then I could have a binyan av, I could learn how to call it Torah Kula. But once it's telling me X and Y, then maybe it's Dafka X and Y and not Kol HaTorah Kula. So the fact that the Torah tells me that by Ritzicha and Goel Adam, I can go ahead and, if I can't do the Iker Misa, I'll do an alternative Misa, that should mean that when it comes to any other halacha, if I can't do the Iker HaOnesh, he's off. I don't give an alternative onus. What gives me the right to do that? What gives Bezdin the right? Aaron Tuchman, let's go. What gives me the right to go ahead and give alternative onshin? Who says Bezdin can do that? So that's Tosis's kasha. Let's see it again inside. So Tosis says, That's the Tosis Kasha. So listen to the teres. V'tirets HaRabbeinu Yosef. So Rabbeinu Yosef gives the following answer. D'rotzech v'gol adam have a snake suvim haboim ke'echad le'inyon shelo nilmot shar mumsim mehem lehamisam afamisa she'ena me'arba misas bezdin. Aval me'arba misas bezdin pshita namisam kechol chai ve'misos. Rabosai, what's Rabbeinu Yosef telling me? What's he telling me? Let's start with what's Rabbeinu Yosef telling me about Ritzicha and Goel Hadam? What is the chidush that you find by Ritzicha and Goel Hadam? Those shnei ksuvim haboim ke'echad. Yeah, libel.
That by Ritzicha and Goel Hadam, when you can't give him what he's supposed to get, which is Herek, Rabbi said?
Yeah. The chiddush by those two cases is that if you can't give them the onesh haksuva bahem, you can kill him any way you want. Any way you want. You can chop his head off, you can shoot him, you can drown him, you could do whatever you want. That's the chiddush of that parsha. However, when it comes to Shar Averos, Shar Chai Ve Misa, so what are the punishment options?
Rabbi, what does that mean?
Meaning any other case. It's not Ritzicha Gol Adam. If a person Bechal Shabbos, if a person does any Avera that he's Chai Misa, what are our options?
Stalin is
Meaning what? Yeah, you're right, but just say it a little better, Kobe.
Oh, so when you can't give them the visa they're supposed to get.
Okay, good.
There's a
lechatchila misa. Let's say chil Shabbos lechatchila is skila. But if for some reason you can't give skila, then what do?
Any other misas
bezd. Can you shoot them?
Nope.
No, you can't shoot. You can't shoot. So what emerges, Rabosai, is there are, at least so far, two tranches to what I will call Onshei Bezdin. Tranche number one is Ritzicha and Goel Hadam. Ideally, Hereg. But if not, you can kill them with any Misa that you want. Shar Averos. Shar Chayve Misa. You're limited to Lechatchila, the Misa Ksuva Bahen. Bidieved. Shar Misas Bezdin, but you do not have any other option. And what's the source for that second halacha, Rabosai? What's the source? What's the source that Tosis brings that when it comes to Shar Mumsim, you can kill them Bidieved with any Misas Bezdin? What's the source? No, I don't think so. Look at the last line of Tosis. What does Tosis bring as a source? I'll tell you what he brings as a source. He used the word pshita. It's obvious that namisam kechol chayve misas. So what's the source?
Logic.
So what's the logic? What is the svara? I'm sharing my screen. And what you have in front of you is a very interesting machlokes Rambam and Ramban. I'll say it outside, you'll look at it afterwards. But what the machlokes Rambam and Ramban is as follows. Rabosai, we know that for a lot of different averis is an onesh of misas bezdin. There's a lot of skilas out there, there's a lot of hereks, cheneks, and srefas. How do you count them in the minyan hamitzvos? Let's say there were 15 cases of skila in the Torah. Let's say 36 cases of skila in the Torah. How do you count them in the minyan hamitzvos? I'll give you three possibilities.
What does that mean, the minyan hamitzvos?
There are 613 mitzvos. I want to know, for 20 averis, you get skila. Okay? For Shabbos, it says, the Torah says, don't be Mechal Shabbos. If you're Mechal Shabbos, you get Skila. So I want to know, how many, in a minyan of mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, how many do you count? I'm going to give you three possibilities. One possibility is, there's a new mitzvah in Bezdin to do Skila for Mechal Shabbos, to do skila for the person who does this avera, to do skila for the person who does that avera, for every single avera that's chayv skila, there's a new mitzvah bezin to give skila. And for every single avera, for there's an onesh of hereg, there's a new mitzvah bezin to give hereg, and chenek, and so forth. That would mean there's a lot of mitzvahs out there. Shabbos, don't violate Shabbos, and now there's a mitzvah bezin to be punishing the violators of Shabbos skila. So that's one possibility. Second possibility is there's four mitzvos out there on Bezdin, each one corresponding to the four onshin. And the mitzvah is anytime someone is chayv skila, whether it's for this avera or that avera, give skila. Anytime someone is chayv sreifa, whether for this avera or that avera, you give sreifa. And it's four mitzvos total. The other possibility is, no, there's one mitzvah. And the mitzvah is for Beis Din to apply on Beis Din. And it's one mitzvah. Now, yes, there's a lechatchila manifestation of that mitzvah, which is to get the right onesh. But fundamentally, it's one mitzvah for Beis Din to operate and give onshei best. And this is a major machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban in the Minyan HaMitzvos. If you look over here at Shoresh Yedalit, I'm going to read the Rambam very quickly, source number 2 in your Maror Makomos. It says over here, some averis require knas. Some averis require a carbon. And then some averis are some averis is misa. And some averis are nilke. So says the Rambam, the ofen minyanam, the way we count them, is shenimna ha'arba misos bezdin ba'arba mitzvos mimitzaseh. You count each one as a separate one of the arba, as a separate mitzvah. Skila sreif aherik v'chemik. As it says in the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin, zu mitzvah niskalim, keitzad mitzvah nisrafim, keitzad mitzvah nechnakim, v'keitzad mitzvah nerakim. Each one of the arba mitzvah bezdin counts as a separate mitzvah. But you're not going to go ahead and count every skila as a separate mitzvah. Skila is one mitzvah. Herig is one mitzvah. Not every single one. That is the Rambam. The Ramban, in his critique, disagrees. And he says, V'hanira elai hu, shanachnu nitztavinu b'mumsin kulam, mipasuk ubiyarta hara mikirbecha. That all misos are from the pasuk of Aviyat Arami Kibech. Ba'er ose ra'os mi Yisrael. Eliminate the evildoers in Israel. Behu mitzvahs ase shalahem. And it's based on the pasuk Mos Yumas. Dom of bo d'meyem bum. This week's parasha. Shem chayav misa. And yes, va'omru yizbarach and chazal taught us, the Torah taught us, but those are chelke ha-mitzvah. And therefore, you do not count each one of the arba mitzvahs bezdin. Those are just the details. You don't count every detail. You count the chiyuv of killing them. Just like you find when it comes to Malkus. You don't count every single Avera that you chayv Malkus for as a separate Avera. Every single Malkus Bezin is a new mitzvah Malkus. One mitzvah to give Malkus for chayv Elavin. So too, it's one mitzvah over Viyat Aromi Kibecha for chayv Misos. Rabosa, how is Tosas learning? Is Tosas learning like the Rambam or like the Ramban? I didn't hear you. Who? What?
Ramban.
Correct. The Ramban. Excellent. What Tosis is saying is, Yafeh, is I don't need a pasuk to reveal to me that when it comes to Shar Mumsin, when it comes to Shar Averos, people that are Chayv Misa, that you can kill them with any of the other Misos Bezdin. Because fundamentally, what is the Chiyuv on Bezdin? To give Misa, Uviyarta Harami Kirbecha. Now, yes, there's details. This one should get Skila, this one should get Sreifa, but fundamentally it's one mitzvah, and therefore says the Taisus. Says Taisus, if you can't give the Ones HaKsuva Bahem, Pshita, Namisim Kachol Chayvei Misos. Exactly like the vision of the Ramba. Now, watch this. I want to make two more points. What about by Ritzicha and Goel Hadan? So what is the chiddush of the psukim of Ritzicha and Goel Hadan?
That they didn't get mitzvahs outside the Yom Mitzvah.
Right, that you can leave the world of Misas Bezdin. Now, why? I'm going Tamei HaMitzvos here. Tamei HaMitzvos, philosophy. Why is it that you can leave the world of Misas Bezdin for those two Averis? Like, why is the Torah Mechadesh? You want to shoot him, shoot him. Drown him, drown him. Isaac?
Because he killed somebody else. Oh. So, like, assumingly not, and obviously not in Bezdin, so we should give them, like, also killing out of
his. Oh, right. In other words, exactly. In other words, these two people, the Rotseach, B'mezid, and the Rotseach B'shogeg, who leaves Zir Miklat, there's a common denominator. They were horeges hanefesh. Yeah, one b'mezid, one b'shogeg. But for killing someone, fundamentally, the Torah tells you, you fall back to the idea of nefesh tachas nefesh. And therefore, Bezdin is not going to be hamstrung and handcuffed by Abba Mises Bezdin. And if they can go ahead and kill the person through another means, they are allowed to do so. That's the chiddush of one second. That's the chiddush. Another, and there's a Ramban ala Torah. The Ramban ala Torah is found. Just telling you where you can look it up. Breishis Perek Tes Pasuk Vav, and the Ramban ala Torah there just explains that any time, even if an animal kills someone, what's the din of an animal kill someone? You put the animal to death. The animal's chayv misa. He has no das. He has no... The answer is... Yeah, but you kill someone. And for killing someone, nefesh tachas nefesh. Last point I want to make, and I'll take your questions. Okay, back to Adam Zomimim. You see, we're suggesting now there's two tranches. Tranche one is rotzeach gol adam, and if you can't give them the misa haksuva bahem, you can give them any misa because of the uniqueness of Horeg Nefesh. Tranche 2, we're learning, going with the Ramban within Tosis, that a Chayiv Misa and Kol HaTorah Kula, yeah, there's a Lechatchil, there's a detail, give them the right Onesh. But if you can't, then Bezdin, it's one mitzvah of Misos Bezdin. Bezdin can give any of the Arba Misas Bezdin. What about the Eitzomim? What about the Eitzomim? Rabosai, if the Eitzomim testified that Reuven was Machal Shabbos, and now the Eitzomim is going to be Chayav Skila. Can we kill the Eitzomim with another Misa, and why?
Yeah, it depends if it's based in or if it's a based in prescribed method or if it's any method.
Well,
it also depends on who we learn like.
We're learning like the Ramban, we're in Tosfos. Can you kill the Eitzomim? On what basis can you kill the Eitzomim with another different Misa?
Oh, ready, because it's kind of like it's in between the two tranches, meaning that like the first tranche, they wanted to go and kill someone, right? Like the Akhenokilla.
No, sorry, you're getting too fancy. I don't want to go so fancy. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Aaron Tuckman had that svara earlier in Seder. It's a good svara, but I don't want to go so fancy. It's a good svara, but I don't want to go there. Isaac, go ahead, quickly.
Only give him a Misa Bezdin, but if it's identity transference, you can even give him outside Misa Bezdin.
Well, slow down. You're ahead of me too. You're ahead of me too. If the Avera is one of, I accused him, Reuven, of being a Rotzeach, and now I am, so then you're what you said is good. If you hold its Ones transference, then I can give him any Misa. If it's identity transference, then I can even give him
other,
Right? Excellent. What if it's a Chil Shabbos? I wanted to say a little finer. If I accuse him of being Machal Shabbos, and now I was being Ma'ane Skila, I think one could argue, I don't think it's correct, but I think one could make an argument that this is already like, you're not in the world of classic Onesh Bezdin anymore. The Din of Kasha Zum is not really classic Onesh Bezdin. The Din of Kasha Zum says, the punishment you wanted to give him, you get. If it's Onesh Transference, I wanted to give him Skila, I get Skila. And it must be only Skila. If you say it's identity transference, then I'm transferring not only the unique and specific onus I wanted to give, but I'm becoming a Machal Shabbos. And if I'm becoming a Machal Shabbos, then the onus for Chil Shabbos, Pshita, is either going to be ideally Skila, and then if I can't give Skila, then Tranche 2, Uviyat Arami Kibecha, any kind of onus. That I think is like taking it a little step further. I don't think you have to say like that, but I think there is a svar to say like that, and I wanted to just squeeze in that taisis to finish up our discussion of that lumdus. I'm going to sign off. If you have any questions, please ask, and I'm going to go into that little Yom HaZikaron event right now. You should all as well. But if you have any questions, ask on the chat. And keep steigen. Ilan, good to see you. Thanks for joining us, Ilan.
Thank you, Rebbe. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Not yet.